Okay, we continue in Maseches Tainus, Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, the beginning of the second perek. This perek is going to go into more detail discussing the last series of the Ta'anios, of the fast days, which are needed when the rain has not fallen. And it goes through, again, some of those details. So, Seder Ta'anios Ketzat. So, what's the order of the tefillah when it comes to the final groups of fast days when there's no rain? Motzien Esateva, you take the Aron HaKodesh, L'rechova Shalir, outside into a public area on the street, V'nosnen Efer Mikla, and you take ashes, Agabe Ateva, and put it on top of the Aron. U'berosh Hanasi, Berosh Abezim, Cholecha Becha, Nosen Berosham. Then it is placed on the head of the Nasi, on the head of the Av Beis Din, and then each person also puts ashes on their head. Hazakin Shebohen, the most senior amongst them, Omer Lifneim Dire Kibushin, says words of Musa, words to inspire them to do tshuva, because ultimately whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings rain or not is certainly dependent on our deeds. And he would say, Achenu, I'd say my brothers, Lo nemar ban Nineveh vayara elokim esakam bas tanisam. It doesn't say when it comes to the people of Nineveh, who finally, after Yonah went and told them that Ve'od arba'im yom Nineveh napachas, that Nineveh is going to be destroyed, and they went and they put on the sackcloth and they put ashes on their head. It doesn't, and they acted in a way of mourning. It doesn't say that Hashem saw what they did in terms of their actions. El vayara elokim es maaseihem. So it's not enough to do physical things, external things, in order to show that you are regret what you do. But it's a tshuva process. You have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're turning over a new leaf, starting in a new way. And in Divrei Kabbalah from the Nevi'im, it tells us, it's more important to tear your heart than it is to tear your clothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, not externals, but wants to see internal, that we are changing, we're different people, in order to be able to... go through this process of doing the tshuva in order that Hashem should accept our tefillos. Amdu b'tefila. After this, they would daven. Moridin lifnei ateva zaken v'ragel. They would appoint as the chazan somebody who is elder, who knows how to daven properly. V'yesh lo banim, and he has to support children. U'beiso reikam. And he doesn't have very much. He's not a wealthy individual. And again, the Gemara will discuss the details of this a little bit further. What's the point of all this? The point of all this is that he should be somebody who needs, who understands, who appreciates that you have to turn towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu and Tefillah. So somebody who has everything all set up and has no responsibilities and doesn't have concerns may not be the right person to represent the tzibur in their tefillos here. But somebody who has to support others, who's responsible, who's seen a lot, who knows how to daven, who can connect in the tefillah, that's the right person. V'omer lifneim esrim v'arba. So the tzibur would say there shemona esrim, and the chazan would do chazara sashat, and he would say esrim v'arba ar brachos, 24 brachos. Shmona Esrei Shebechol Yom, the regular Shmona Esrei Brachos, Umosif Aleihem Od Sheish, and then he would add in those brachos, he would add another six. Ve'elu Hein, these were the ones that he would do. Zichronos, Psukim of Zichronos, similar to what we do on Rosh Hashanah. Shofaros, Psukim of Rosh Hashanah, again about Shofar, just like we do on Rosh Hashanah. El Hashem Batzaros Soli Karasi Vayaneni. The parak in Tehillim that we call out to Hashem when things are difficult, and he answers. The Esa Einai El HaHarim, the parak of Tehillim of we lift our eyes towards the mountains, towards Hashem. Imamakim Kurasicha Hashem, that we call to Hashem from the depths. And Tfilo Lo'ani Kiyatov, and the Mizmor of a song for the Ani when he wraps himself in Tfilo. And again, the Gemara will elaborate and explain how they turned, and the Mishnah will explain also how they turned these into brachos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yatzarich lomar zechonos v'shofaros ela Omer tachtein ra'av ki yev aretz dever ki yehiye asher yad var Hashem yirmiyo al divrei habatzores. Rabbi Yehuda disagreed and said that they didn't do the psukim of zechonos and shofaros, but instead of those two, because again we need to have the six in order to get the 24 brachos, we would read the perek of or the psukim in Malachim about when there was a famine in the land and then a plague. And the psukim of the nevuah to of Yirmiyahu that also took place at a time of difficulty. Ve'omer chos mehen. But in order to be a bracha, because we said they had to be brachos, all we've said right now was that these things are pirkei of prakim of Tehillim. Where is the bracha? So you have to have a chasima of each bracha. You have to have a conclusion to each bracha. How so? Al harishona, on the first one, who Omer is going to say, Misha anas Avraham bahar hamoria hu yana eschem yishma bekotzak eschem hayom hazeh. The one who answered Avraham Avinu when he was on Har Moriah at the time of the Akedah should also answer you, meaning us, and hear the cries of our tefillah on this day. Baruch Ata Hashem Goel Yisrael. And he concludes with Goel Yisrael. So again, these are psukim that are not yet part of the series of the six. This is just explaining to us where they're going to be inserted, that in the bracha of Re'ev Vanyenu, at the end, you conclude the bracha this way with these extra psukim, and that's the introduction to what is going to follow with the addition of the six brachos. Al HaShnia, on the second, which again is the first bracha of the six brachos, so you say the psukim, and then you conclude it, Huom again with the psukim of Zichronos, according to the first one, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you didn't say psukim of Zichronos, you said the parsha from Malachim instead. But he concludes it, Huom Mar Misha Anos Avosena Yam Suf, Huyan Eskam Yishma Kol Tzagaskam Hayom Hazeh, He, Hashem, who answered our forefathers at the Yam Suf, when the Egyptians were chasing after them and closing in, should also answer your tefillos on this day. Baruch Ata Hashem Zocher HaNishkachos. Baruch Ata Hashem, who remembers the things that are otherwise forgotten. Al HaShlishis, on the third bracha, again the second of the sixth, he says, who Omer, he concludes it, Misha Anas Yehoshua Ba Gilgal, the one who answered Yehoshua, Hashem who answered Yehoshua in Gilgal, when he was going to fight against Yericho. Again, we praise Hashem as the one who hears the call of the shofar and the call of our tefillos. Al harvius on the next bracha, who Omer. So again, you see the psukim that he's saying is the mizmor of Shir Malos al Hashem Batzaras Ali, and he answers Misha Ana Shmuel Ba Mitzvah. Who Yain Eschem Yishmar Kol Tzaskem, the one who answered Shmuel in Mitzvah. When they were being attacked by the Plishtim, had to fight against the Plishtim, should answer us on this day. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomei Tzaka. The praise Hashem is the one who hears the cries of the Tzaka. Al Chamishas on the next one, again, which is the Psukim of Shir Ma'alos Esanai El Harim, who Omer, he's going to include Mishanas El Yob Har Karmel, the one answered El Yob Har Karmel when he had the confrontation with the Nevi'e HaBaal. And said, we have to decide, Bnei Yisrael have to decide who is really in charge, who is really the God. Is it Hashem? Are you with Hashem? Are you with Baal? And they did the whole test with the animals on the Zbeach. And Hashem answered Eliyahu, Hu yan eschem yishma b'kol tzagaschem hayom hazeh, you should answer us on this day. Baruch Ata Hashem shomea tefillah. Al Hashishis, and the next one, which again is the psukim of Shir Malos v'Yamakim, who Omer, he concludes it, Mishanas Yonah b'me'ei Adaga, the one who answered Yonah when he was inside of the fish. Who Yana Eschem Yishmar Kos Haskem Hayom Hazeh? Should answer us on this day. Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'oneh Be'ez Tzara. We pray to Hashem who answers us at the time of our need. Val Hashvius, and on the seventh, which is the sixth of the extra brachos, but the seventh that has a change in it. Again, which would the psukim of Tila Lani Ki Atov Hu Omer. He says, "Misha Ana as David Veshlomo Benobi Rushalayim Yanas Kam Yisrael Kol Tzagaskam Ayom Hazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Hamerachem Al Haaretz." So again, the one who answered David and Shlomo in Yerushalayim. Again, we've taken all of these and we insert these in Slichos, these different types of you know the Anenus that Hashem should answer us, just like they were answered at those times. Should answer us. Listen to our Tfilos and answer our Tfilos. Baruch Ata Hashem Hamerachem Al Haaretz. And praise Hashem, who is Merachim al Ha'aretz. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. We're in the middle of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah still goes for a lot longer, and we will continue on to Tesov Amud Beis.